Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
You want to go further, let's get there together. Whatever you want to do, let's make it happen in 22. Pursue your dreams faster, it's a cash bonanza. Republic Bank got your back today, get back on track.
What do you want to do this year? Republic Bank's here to help. Same day approvals, great cash prizes, plus the chance to have fees waived. Log on to RepublicGuyana.com for details.
Whatever you want to do, let's make it happen in 22.
Pick two
in the afternoon,
pick two
in the evening,
pick two.
A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the multi-X, multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5, or get a free play.
Pick two with multi-X,
pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and multi-X.
Pick two with multi-X.
Pick two in the afternoon.
Pick two
in the evening.
Pick two
with multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They're treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Coretta asked Goldman if she could get a job at the restaurant and a letter and pay slips to apply for the Republic Bank Cash Bonanza to purchase a water pump from SPADS. Dinah was not too eager to help. Coretta spoke with John, who promised to change for the better after coming out of prison. As we return, Anil is on the phone with John.
We bring the radio to the streets and the streets to the radio.
All right, John. It's nice talking to you, man. I can come down a day and see you. All right. You take care, brother.
Anil, this John with Angel?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I guess it's nice that the prisoners could talk to people on the phone, you know? Anyway, I want you to come and check out this room and tell me what you think.
What room?
Kavita's room.
Oh.
Come see what I do with it.
All right.
So, what you think? You think she gonna like it?
It's a lot of pink.
She likes pink.
Yeah, but everything got to be pink? We're wrong with how the room been before.
Man, Anil, stop it now. You think that she gonna like it?
You know, when she come, you gotta ask you that.
I just know that she gonna like it.
Is where you get this big pink teddy bear from?
You think she gonna like the teddy bear, Anil?
I don't say I don't know, man. I don't know what teenage girls like.
Well, I was once a girl, so I know.
Right.
I'm just so happy that she come in and live with we for a bit. Gosh, it's so happy.
Yeah, man.
I think about all the things that we could do, you know, as mother and daughter. We could go shopping and we could go to the spa.
I hope you don't forget you got another daughter, right?
Of course not. Mina gonna come with we.
All right.
Anil, I'm so excited. Oh my gosh, my daughter coming.
Yeah.
I just wish that Kimali coming too, you know?
What's going on with he?
He does, you know, pretty much keep to himself nowadays.
Okay.
I tell you that he could come and spend some weekends, but you see, you gotta think about it.
You gotta give him space.
Yeah, he tell me that he busy studying too, and C-Sec starting next month.
Yeah, man, let you do your thing, man.
Yeah.
Anyway, I wanna go over my mommy and daddy a little bit. Mommy cooked some nice curry dog there, right? You want me to bring some for you?
Of course, yes, thank you.
All right.
Listen, by the time you come back, Kavita should be here. Your father can drop you.
All right. I'll see you in a bit.
Okay, later. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. The big dad to come in. She come in. Hi, Kavita.
Hi, Mommy. We're leaving just now.
Okay, good, good. I'm looking out for you.
Do you want us to bring some food?
What you got?
I was telling Daddy that we could stop and pick up something. Mina likes pizza?
Yes, yes.
Okay, we'll bring some. I'll see you soon.
See you, Kavita.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, my big daughter, she come in. Oh, my big daughter, she come in. The big daughter come in, she come in, she come in by me.
Daddy, this curry cut real nice.
You know your mother does make the best duck curry, Anil.
Yeah? Well, I got a curry some for Marlo.
Your mother went upstairs and she lied down as soon as she finished cooking. The heat really draining you, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Even when it rained, the place still hot.
Guyana ready for you.
Yep.
So, Kavita coming today?
Yeah.
I know that you're not too excited about it, son. But give Marla and your daughter time to bond.
I ain't vexed about that, Daddy. It's just that I know that Kavita didn't just wake up and decide she won't come in. Something else going on. From past behavior, we know we can't trust her.
Well, I mean, she's a little older now, you know.
Yeah, 16.
So, maybe, you know, maybe she just realizes she needs her mother.
But what if it's something else?
Look, don't set your mind, sir. Just be cordial with her and support Marla however you can.
Daddy, I ain't able for this little girl put me in no problems, you know.
What kind of problems, man?
She don't know like me. And there's nothing for she to make up something about me to put a wedge between me and Marla.
You and Marla marriage in strong, Anil?
Well, yes.
What Kavita can do to come between that?
At the end of the day, there's Marla's daughter. And I strongly feel if it come to a point where Marla got to choose between me and Kavita, she gonna choose her.
Marla is a wife and Kavita is still a child? You can't think this little girl gonna come in your house and run things?
But that is exactly why I fear, Daddy.
Get rid of them thoughts, Daniel. Get rid of them.
I frighten that if it come to anything where I got to talk to she a little hard or tell she don't do something, she gonna create problems for me.
You and Marla got to work together, Daniel. If you can avoid it, don't be with Kavita alone at any time.
Right.
Just stay out she and Marla away and things should be fine.
But you see, it shouldn't be like that, Daddy. At the end of the day, she's my stepdaughter.
Yeah.
And I would like us to have a good relationship.
Okay.
We know what happened to she and Kimal when they were children.
And imagine, they didn't find the uncle till now, eh?
Imagine sexually abusing two little children, eh? So man can't see God's face, you know.
And the father been right there when this is going on.
Yeah.
We got to protect Wimina. Too many predators in this society.
I pray nobody don't take God out the thoughts for said the troubling me, Mina. Cause I swear I don't go to jail, you know, Daddy.
There is reason for go to jail. It's too much advantage taken upon children in this country.
And sometimes the poor children ain't got nobody to talk to. You could imagine how confusing it is for a child when an uncle, a cousin, a brother, even some fathers molesting their own children.
Anil, I don't like thinking about them things, you know. It just get me so upset, man.
You know what has blow me mind, though? When them children talk, and some of these people, including their parents, don't believe them. Imagine a woman choosing a man who abused a child over the child.
Sick.
They're damaging these children, man.
And we just sit down sometimes and wonder why this society is so messed up. You see how Kimal and Kavita was able to go into counseling? Enough children don't get her.
Right. And so they're just walking around with all the pain.
And what you think will happen in some cases? They're going to lash out.
Yeah.
So much to be done, eh?
Yeah. So you see, Daddy, it's not that I don't want Kavita to come. It's that I know she's a hurting young lady. And even though she's been going to counseling, like I still don't know if I could trust that she just coming for coming's sake. I feel that as a man, I got to tread carefully around her.
I could understand your predicament, Anil. But like I said, you should just support Marla the best way you can.
Yeah.
And who knows? Maybe Kavita is a changed person.
Maybe. But I'm going to be so careful in how I deal with her.
Yeah. Anil, just go into it with a positive mindset. Maybe you could build a good relationship.
I hope so.
Hopefully, she's a good influence to Mina.
That too. Me and Mala sending Mina to school come September.
She gonna love that.
You're telling me? She already know all she ABCs and can count from 1 to 100.
I just hear she and BB all the time.
It's so nice watching your children grow, eh?
Oh, yeah. But you ain't think it's time you and Mala try for another one?
You know we had a miscarriage,
Anna. Yeah? But that doesn't mean you can't try again?
I ain't sure how Mala feel about it.
Look, children are a blessing, Anil. Once you could take good care of them and ain't got them punishing, yeah, I could afford another one.
I know, Daddy. But it's up to Mala.
Right.
Either which way, I gonna be happy.
Bring the radio to the streets and the streets to the radio.
Oh, Kavita, Kavita, you're here. I'm so happy you're here, Kavita.
Me too, Mommy.
Look what I do to your room. Well, what do you think?
Everything is so pink.
Well, I know that pink is one of your favorite colors.
Yeah.
You don't like it?
No. It's okay. It's okay. Thanks, Mommy.
You could change whatever you don't like.
Okay.
I'm just so happy that you're here, my darling. Oh, come let me hug you again.
Mommy, don't squeeze me.
Mala?
Oh, it's Anil. In here, Anil, in here.
Oh, hi. Kavita, you reach.
Hi, Anil.
How are you doing?
I'm fine.
Good. Mina sleeping?
Yeah, I put you down for a nap just before Kavita come.
Okay, I'll bring some curry dog there.
And Kavita brought me some pizza too.
Oh, that's nice.
Pizza is one of my faves.
So, you know, eat some curry dog?
Yeah, I can have some later. Do we have roti?
Yeah, man, we get roti and we get rice.
All right, I'll have some later.
All right, good.
I'm gonna start unpacking.
Okay, good. We'll leave you to do the right calm if you need anything.
She seems different, Mala.
Yeah, I know.
You sure this is the same Kavita?
You see, Anil, and you were worried about nothing.
Well, it's still soon. Time will tell.
Man, just be happy that I got my daughter with me now.
Happy.
Good. Anil, it's only up from here, baby. Only up!
Hi, Denzel. It's Kavita. Yeah, I'm back in Murundoy. Gonna be living with Mommy for a while. Yeah. I'm hoping we can meet up and catch up soon. I've got so much to tell you. Trouble? Me? Oh, come on, Denzel. I'm different now. Trust me, I've changed. I've totally changed.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.
Are you involved in a violent relationship and feeling hopeless? Does your partner shout at you, call you names, or hit you? Does your partner tell you where to go, who you can talk to, and how long you can stay out? Do you require your partner's approval on what you can wear? Does your partner keep money from you or takes your money? You are not alone. The National Coordinating Coalition is here to help. Call us on 628-7833. We offer counseling, health support, and legal guidance to help you move forward. Our services are free and available for all migrants, Guyanese men and women. Gender-based violence affects not only those who are abused and controlled, but hurts our families and communities. It hurts us all. Together, we can work to end it. This public service announcement is made possible by the support of the American people through the United States Agency for International Development, USAID.